I fell in love the minute I saw it in the shop. And before you could give the Tarzan yell, it was in the back seat of my Honda. An enormous rattan rhinoceros with copper eyes, copper tail, copper toenails, measuring about 2 feet high, 2 feet wide, and 5 feet long. I named her Barbara Streisand for obvious reasons. We breezed all over Wilmington, enjoying our escape from the jungle out there. I also needed time to figure out where I was going to put Barbara, the rhino, and explain her to my husband. Strangers in parking lots gathered around the car, peering in the back seat at Barbara, who seemed to enjoy her celebrity. After a week of unparalleled joyriding, I went to the car, opened the door, and wham! It hit me like a slap in the face. A pungent odor, thick and rancid. The distinct smell of a dying rhino. My Honda had been skunked by a woven rhino. I couldn't figure out what was happening. My grown children came to the garage to weigh in on the matter. Did something crawl in your car and die? Mildew? Did you forget the clamshell of leftover shrimp salad from lunch last week? None of this proved helpful, and I still hadn't figured out how to smuggle Barbara in the house and where she'd fit. We continued to roam town during errands. Despite the fact that I had to put bounce sheets in every corner of the car and carry a spray bottle of Febreze next to me like a side weapon, the smell persisted, but now with secondary notes of Mediterranean lavender and Bounce's Meta and Rain. The combination with Barbara's distinct fragrance was unfortunate. I began driving with my head stuck out of the open window so I could catch a breath of fresh air while Barbara stood in the back seat, stoically riding on our seemingly endless journey. At stoplights, we got strange looks. My head out of the window, inhaling deeply, drew looks which turned into gawks when they spotted the rhino standing in the back seat, staring them down with her beady copper eyes. After 10 days, I lugged the rhino into the house, positioned her in the dining room, which we only used at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Amazingly, Barbara lost her rhino smell within the hour. Riding in the car, with the admission of Lord knows what kind of gases and fumes from the plastic dashboard and leather seats in the summer heat, had not agreed with her. I shudder to think what might have happened if we had continued our jaunts around the city even one more day.